And home sales have picked up, in part because of a federal tax credit. Homes are also more affordable than they were during the boom. Still, some people are deliberately choosing to rent. And this morning, we'll be looking at this renewed interest in renting. Here's Kirk Nickish of member station WBUR in Boston.
Prashant Jaloka and Meenal Bagla moved to Boston during the housing boom when all of their friends were buying.
There's a lot of social pressure because everyone seems to think renting is not as good as buying.
But when the couple sat down to do the numbers, owning didn't add up. And Meenal says they didn't want to spend their weekends mowing a lawn. They wanted to get out and enjoy Boston, and they wanted flexibility.
If either of us wants to become an entrepreneur or volunteer and we won't necessarily have an income, I mean, you can't do those things if you bought a house.
And long term, yeah, it is more expensive to rent, but I'm not willing to think long term yet.
But John and Barbara Horan say long-term renting has paid off for them. They've rented this three-bedroom apartment for the last 40 years.
I'm comfortable. I feel safe. I mean, there's people upstairs, there's people downstairs. I feel this is my home because I've lived here for so long.
Their landlord likes them, obviously, and they've always paid below market rent. John says the money he saved has gone into travel, retirement savings, and college funds for their two sons.
If I won the mega bucks, she'd probably convince me not to buy a house, but I'd go down the Cape and buy a Cape, second home.
Now, when Prashant Jaloka and Meenal Bagla play tennis with their homeowner friends, they still get teased for not owning, but it doesn't bother them anymore.
I am living the American dream. I have a good job. I enjoy the weekends, have friends, good food. That's the American dream. I mean, what else?
For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish in Boston.